Welcome to the Kids Learn blog. I'm Professor Suki, and today we're talking about TMI, too much information, how to keep from being overwhelmed in the digital age. Some of you might already have your own phone or computer, or you might have a family that says you're not ready yet, but sooner or later, all of you are going to be faced with TMI. TMI? Too much information. When I was your age, there were no mobile phones. Okay, that's not completely true. In the TV show Get Smart, Maxwell Smart had a phone in his shoe. But you know what I mean. When I was your age, computers filled entire rooms and only a very few people had personal computers at home. But you are living in the information age, and so you're faced with a problem I didn't have. You've got stuff coming at you from all directions. More stuff is published every day on the internet than was published on paper in a year in 1970. It's crazy. How can we follow it all? The easy answer is, we can't. Don't try. That might sound like I'm being flippant, but really, I'm serious. Every person in this age needs to decide what's important for them to know, and then we have to train ourselves to ignore the rest. And given how much is out there, we can't even follow all the information about things we actually care about. There's just too much. Here's my plan for staying sane. 1. Remember that your devices don't own you. You own them. All devices can be turned off. All devices can be put away. If you're really attached to yours, it might be hard, but work on it. Turn on Do Not Disturb when you're doing something you want to do. Put it away in another room when you're sleeping. 2. Decide what's important to you. This is really important in the information age. Although I'm one of those people who finds almost everything interesting except football. Sorry, football fans. I have to pick and choose. I simply can't read and watch everything I'm interested in. 3. Turn off notifications. Device notifications are so handy and so distracting. Do you get a notification every time a newspaper posts a new story? Turn it off. Do you get a notification every time your favorite YouTuber posts? Turn it off. You really don't need to know. You'll seek out the information that's really important to you. 4. Learn how to use filters and get off email lists. Your email app lets you create filters so that important mail is sorted from the junk. Learn how to use them. Also, make sure to click that unsubscribe button when you start getting email notifications that you don't want. You can access my blog post about spam also to get further email hints. 5. Spend time IRL, in real life. Maybe this is the most important thing of all. Don't forget the real world. You'll find beautiful nature, fun people, loving animals, great food, and endless IRL activities that don't require a device. You can even leave your phone at home. At the end of my blog post, which you can find on sukiwessling.com/kidblog, you'll see two pictures. And I just love these pictures. They were taken by this guy who calls himself the theme park guy. And he loves taking pictures of people having fun at theme parks, but he noticed that something happened when most people started getting smartphones. People were having less fun. Go look at these pictures and think about it. Look at the people in the first picture and how much fun they're having. The second picture is in the same exact place. You can even see the same wood barrier in front of them. And none of those people look like they're having fun. They are mesmerized by their phones. So make sure to be conscientious about this. All right, guys, thanks for listening.